USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration is pushing for a $1 trillion economic stimulus package to offset the financial damage from the coronavirus epidemic. One main proposal is giving cash directly to Americans. The Treasury Secretary proposed giving $1,000 to citizens in the next 2 weeks. Steve Mnuchin says the priority is getting government checks to people immediately.
We have to do this now.
He says the IRS is giving taxpayers who owe 90 more days to make their payments beyond April 15th. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
They're worried about the big businesses. They want to pump some money into the economy. But if you don't solve the immediate health care and economic needs of the people who are hurt, the problem will just get worse.
Wall Street liked the plan. The Dow closed over 1,000 points. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is warning residents they should prepare for possibly sheltering in place in the next couple of days as part of the city's plan to combat the coronavirus. His remarks come one day after several counties in San Francisco ordered residents to shelter in place. Also, travel has become increasingly more difficult. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is advising Americans to avoid international travel.
I would recommend that they just enjoy their living room.
Airlines are struggling mightily during the growing coronavirus threat. The Trump administration is working on a massive economic stimulus package that would include aid for the U.S. airlines. Now, the president also did not rule out domestic travel restrictions.
It's possible. We'll see how it goes.
In Florida and in Oregon, all bars and nightclubs are closing down, and all restaurants are only doing takeout orders. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A pair of economic reports have just been released, and USA's Chris Barnes has a look at them.
Retail sales fell by 0.5% in February. That's after retail analysts had predicted a 0.2% increase for last month. It ended up being the biggest one-month decline in retail sales since December of 2018. And the latest measure of home builder sentiment by the National Association of Home Builders finds that it's down by 2% this month. Those numbers, though, they say do not reflect the coronavirus or the stock market plunge, as they say half of the responses in the survey came in before the 1st of March. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An actor who was on The Carol Burnett Show and Wonder Woman has died. Lyle Wagner passed away after a long illness. According to his family, he was 84. Wagner played Steve Trevor, Wonder Woman's World War II Air Force pilot commander in the 1970s TV series. Chris Pine plays the role in the current Wonder Woman movies. Before that, he was part of the sketch troupe on The Carol Burnett Show and the show's announcer. He had TV guest spots since his first appearance on Gunsmoke in 1966. Wagner auditioned for the role of Bruce Wayne in the 1965 Batman TV series, but he lost it to Adam West. Remember, you can listen to the news, past or current, online at usaradio.com.